Oh, it is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another Walking Dead recap show. It is Wednesday, March 29th. We're going to be talking about the episode called Something They Need that aired this past Sunday on AMC. Alongside of me from AccordingToKristen.com, I have the Miss Kristen. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
And Brancy from the VRO.com. I mean, honestly, she's been holding us back this whole, you know, since like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and everything else. So we hit her up and she's like, I got to pick up my brother. So she can't be, but she did text us what she thought of the episode. Yes. So we're going to read that. But I swear, I hope Brancy's family or brother pays her because she's always driving a lot. Put that out there. Brancy?
She's an Uber driver.
Oh, she and Brancy, make that money, make that money. All right, so let's talk about the episode. I have it kind of like in little groups. I'm just gonna start from the top, or do we talk about the like holy crap? Do we start from the end, going back to the beginning, or the beginning to the end? What do you want to do?
Beginning to end.
Beginning to the end. So I had in my notes here. I thought the beach walkers were pretty damn cool.
They were disgusting.
Do you remember? You might be too young, but maybe you do remember. Do you remember the movie Creepshow?
No.
Oh my God! Do me a favor. That's your homework assignment. Find it. Watch Creepshow. You're gonna be like, oh my God! But yes, anybody that's seen it back. Oh, we're old school. That was the 80s. You weren't even. What year were you born?
84.
Oh my God! I'm so young. So yeah, anybody that's watched Creepshow, that's what it reminds. Every time I saw one of the beach walkers, I was like, oh, Creepshow. Such a good movie. But I thought those were dope. Negan and Sasha. We got a lot of Negan in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about that whole thing? I mean, he's pretty much said, hey, you got some big balls. I want you part of my team.
What does he say? Beach ball size lady nuts?
Yeah. Anything with Negan is just awesome. Even though he didn't hold back on that David guy. If he wouldn't have walked
Davey
in.
Davey?
Yeah, that dude would have raped Sasha.
Yeah, that guy was a creeper.
Yeah, he was, definitely. I knew he was going to die. I didn't think he was going to die like that with that Crocodile Dundee knife. But, I mean, what did you think about that whole conversating between them two, Sasha and Negan?
I don't know, because I don't know why he's insisting on her becoming a part of their little group. Like, why is he not quick to kill her?
Because maybe he thinks that he can change her and she's badass. And that's, I mean, this girl comes running into the compound, you know.
Yeah, but he didn't really give anyone else that option. Like, anyone that goes against him, he's like, look at the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I'm wondering, do you think it's a possibility that he wanted her part of the team until it dawned on him that she was there? I don't think she knows that, you know, I don't think Negan knows. At least I don't think he does, that Sasha was in relations, even on, I don't think they ever did anything with Abraham. But I think maybe now he's going to use that, because I think he would, if there's going to be a fight and he can get her in and then cause it, I don't know. I just don't, I think Negan has got a bigger plan with her.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's trying to get her trust, get her in there, but the ending, I don't know, something's going to happen. I don't know.
Yeah, she's up to something.
But I mean, she definitely was pretty upset when Eugene brought her the pills to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I think my wife was watching. She's like, it's going to be pills. It's not going to be anything. And sure enough. So, you know, I guess she's not going to. It's obvious by the end of this episode, you know, the extended finale next Sunday. She's still around. So I don't think she's going to pop those pills.
I like what she was saying, though, that she didn't want him to use her
right
to hurt her friends. Like, Sasha has been pissing me off the past few episodes, or really the whole season.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And last season. But I like that she said that, because that's exactly what he's going to do.
Oh, yeah. I think they're both on to each other. You know, I think they're. I think Negan knows I'm going to use you because I know you want to kill me, and I think Sasha's going to be like, I know you're going to use me. You know, I don't know. I'm wondering how it's going to play off. You know, because either way, if I lose Sasha in the season, the extended season finale, it is what it is. She can be with Abraham now. Well, that's the way I look at it.
By the way, Brancy says that her favorite Negan moment was him killing Rapey Davey.
Oh, I think a lot of women, including myself, were like, oh, yeah, straight perv.
Yeah, that guy was a stage 5 creeper.
It's like reminding me of your ex-boyfriend. I remember when you told me that guy you dated, just like him. I was like,
false. I've dated assholes,
but not
Rapey Davies.
Do you think Eugene, his pleading? I mean, you know what? I have to admit though, Eugene did plead a good case that he was scared shitless, didn't want that same feeling again, and it did freak him out to see Abraham, such a strong person, die. Could you relate to him? Could you see his point, or is it still like, screw Eugene, you're a pussy?
Yeah, I just can't. I mean, I get that seeing it because I don't know how long Eugene was with Abraham
right
before they met up with this group.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I'm sure it had to be hard to see it happen, but man up. Like, you're in an apocalypse.
No
one else is doing that. Maggie watched her
baby daddy
smashed to
pieces.
I don't want to talk about it.
Fortune cookies.
Yes.
Yes.
But she watched that and she's still doing what she has to do and not running to the other side. So,
you know, but we all know how Eugene is. You know, I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, he lied to Abraham and Rosita in the beginning.
Oh, I'm not surprised either.
Yeah, to survive. So I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things where if Sasha came back to the group and was like, duh, 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 I'd be like, y'all didn't see that coming. That's his way of survival. That's his superpower, surviving. Yeah. So, you know, when he was talking, I was like, I'm not mad at him, you know, cause it'd be one thing if Eugene got one of the group's members killed, then I'd be like, oh, you sold out and you got, but he's not hurting anybody. He's looking out for himself and he's trying to save Sasha. But,
I don't know.
I mean, I could see his point, but I'm just like, Eugene, he's funny at times, but he could die. I don't care.
He's pretty useless.
Yeah, he could die. I mean, he makes good little foam rocket thingies. You know, that's about it.
That's all he does.
Let's talk about Gregory and Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think Gregory, when he took out the knife, was going to... It's obvious he was thinking of sticking it in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Right? He wants to.
He was definitely considering it.
And then we find out that he's never even killed a walker to begin with. And then his own people are like, you know, like they were like fishing and they were like, yeah, well, he told us he killed him. And they just kept on going. And I immediately wrote, Maggie screwed. Gregory's manhood is threatened. Because, you know, he can't have that. And
I mean, it doesn't really surprise me that he hasn't killed a walker.
Right.
Because he's a douche.
He is a douche.
I hope Maggie kills him.
Do you think he's the one that told Negan's guy? Because Negan says to Sasha, I already know a little birdie told me that Rick's up to something. Do you think that it's because of that?
It's possible.
See,
didn't you mention, I don't know if it was last week or not, but that Gregory said something, or Simon was talking to Gregory and said something about drinking tequila or whatever.
Right.
And then you said that he had the tequila.
Yeah. I'm wondering if we didn't see that part, because in this episode, this is the episode where Gregory's looking at the map and says, get the car and drive me somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, I don't know, because you never know what these writers are like, if it's overlapping, but it just seems kind of weird. Like, I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of moments where I'm going to be like, what? Like, that's happening to be next Sunday.
Brancy says... She didn't remember Gregory's name. That's how much she likes him.
Wow.
She says she didn't remember his name, but he's an idiot. And then she said, almost died because he can't even kill a walker.
Yeah. I wasn't surprised either on that one.
No.
I was like, when he took out the knife, I was like, oh, better not do nothing.
I was Maggie's like, face when she told those people that he hasn't killed a walker. She was like, oh, shit.
He's learning. Oh, Gregory. Let's see. And then we have big moments. Tara tells Rick about the Amazon jungle. beach crew with all the guns and stuff?
Oceanside.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Oceanside. What did you think about that whole thing there? I mean, it's obvious they didn't want to kill anybody.
Yeah.
They didn't have, well, Tara didn't load her gun. Everybody else was shooting. I mean, that was pretty smart, shooting the explosives. I knew the zombies were going to come. That was a given.
You knew they weren't?
They were going to come.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was a given. One, you see them in the beginning. That just sets it up. And then two, all that explosion. Yeah, I was like, come on, give me a zombie fight. Which I wish.
Yeah, and also nothing else happened really in the episode with a bunch of walkers. Like, you just had that one.
Right.
Or two with Gregory and Maggie, but yeah.
That was it, pretty much. Yeah, it definitely, this episode, I liked it, but it's you could definitely feel it setting stuff up for the extended season finale next Sunday.
Yes.
I
actually like Tara.
Did you?
Yeah, she's growing on me a little bit.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I haven't liked her in such a long time that when she does make those jabs, like if you were sitting next to me, you're like, hey, Mike, that was funny, right? Like, you got to give her that one. I'd be like, yeah, I don't think so. She's already tarnished by me. I just don't.
The reason why she's growing on me, though, is because she's actually making pretty logical decisions.
I mean, she,
like, she yeah. was arguing with herself. Well, with Judith.
No, Judith was giving her advice. That's how it was. That's how I took it.
She was like, give me the bracelet and go kill those bitches. Yeah. That's what Judith was saying.
Yeah, pretty much with her eyes. Like, hello, I already know this. Jesus.
But yeah, you know, she was struggling because she made a promise to these people, but she knows that to survive, they need them.
Yeah.
And then the way she handled the whole thing, I think she's so, growing on
so
me.
So let me ask you a question, though. Okay, so let's say, like, if you were part of Rick's circle, you know, like Daryl and them and that. I mean, and if I was there with you also, okay, and Tara's Tara, I'd be like, okay, Kristen, I'm just going to put this out there. I get that she's got this cool moral compass, like she's keeping a secret from us, but, like, how do you know she's not going to do it again with a more bigger secret? I mean, that's great that she, like, can keep a secret. But this is the group, and they need guns because this same group is like.
Yeah, but the thing is, she didn't tell them about it until after they needed the guns, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, she was holding that secret when they were trying to collect all that stuff. But it took her a minute. It wasn't like, we need guns. I know somebody. Like, she, remember? She had advice from Judith.
Well, I think part of it was also because she knew that that lady was going to be hesitant. Like, right. She wasn't going to want to help them.
I can tell you like her because you're defending her.
No, I'm not defending
and
her.
And you've never
she still
defended
does dumb shit, but
never
she's
defended
growing
Tara,
on me.
So you're defending her. It's Shut okay. Up, it's okay that you're doing it. I mean, that's good. I mean, for me, I like television where, I mean, let's be honest, you haven't been a fan of her, and then all of a sudden,
no,
she's finding a sweet spot for you.
Yeah, in this episode, I liked her.
Yeah, I did. I liked in what little bit of what we saw of this individual, I liked her more than Tara in this whole entire season. That little girl. That little
yes.
girl was stuck a dagger into that zombie's head.
That little girl is badass. I would feel safer with that little girl than Tara.
Yep. When she did that, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Why aren't we getting her? Who is bringing her in the fold? I
yes.
need her in this group. That's who should be dating Carl. Right there. That would be an unstoppable power couple. Not... Yeah. Enid, who
She's
runs.
She's a little young, isn't she?
No, is she?
I think so.
Nah, maybe like 4 years younger. Like, she's like 8 or 9, and he's like 15. The zombie apocalypse, that's cool.
That's kind of weird.
Whatever. Let's see here. and then the end, I mean, we mentioned it last week. We weren't sure if it was Dwight. We weren't sure if it was Daryl and lurking in the shadows watching Rosita cry.
Yep.
They get there, and it's Dwight. Daryl is not a happy camper.
No.
Not at all. I you know, and I wasn't surprised. I thought that Rick was going to at least get let him get a punch in.
I thought so too.
But next, the extended, do you see the commercial? Like, Daryl, like, gets in his face with the knife in the eye. Like, look, it's stabbing. Oh, yeah. He's like right there.
See, I thought when Dwight said that he wanted to help them. Mm. And Rick was like, oh, really? I thought he was going to let Daryl in. Like, okay, then take this.
I thought he was going to shoot
him. Take this little ass whooping and then.
I thought he was going to shoot him. Because that would have been, to me, that would have been like the cherry on top of like holy crap, this season, the extended season finale is going to be insane. Like, is everybody, you know, I think everyone would have thought Rick would have, like, talked to this guy. But pull out the gun and boom, and then it end, I would have been like, this is the best freaking episode so far.
See, here's my theory, though. Okay. It wouldn't have surprised me if Rick shot him, but they kind of need someone.
No, they definitely need
that him. Knows the inside.
I mean, like, this guy could, I mean, with his eyes closed.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a perfect thing. It's a perfect, perfect thing. 48 mm-hmm. Laws of Power. You ever read that book?
No.
Okay. Check it out when you get a chance.
Another homework assignment?
Another homework assignment. anybody that's read it knows what I'm talking about. So, but yeah, he's got, I mean, Dwight's got so much more to prove being the enemy.
Yes.
That it's gonna pay off. Plus, I'm sure Negan, maybe it might be thinking like, you know, maybe the group's like, oh yeah, whatever. I mean, Daryl's probably the only one that knows, but I mean, Negan did stuff to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And caused you know, their marriage to totally disintegrate, and who knows where she's at now. So yeah, it was. I thought it was a really good episode. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
I would say a 9.
A 9?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Was it perfect? It wasn't perfect. I'd probably give it to you. I'd agree with you on that one. A really good 9.
We agreed on an episode of The Walking Dead.
No, we agreed on the score, not in between. What, did we leave anything out from Brancy?
She did say as much as she loves Rick and the crew, her brother and her agreed that it was kind of a dick move to just take all their guns like that. Probably could have handled that differently.
What do you think?
I agree. I don't think they should have taken all of them.
Right.
But because, you know, yeah, they're not joining in on this fight that they're planning.
Mm-hmm.
But how can you leave them defenseless?
They're going to bring them back. I disagree. Yeah. I disagree. Just for the fact that we need everything to take out the saviors. Like, we need everything. Everything and everything, everything. To give to the garbage.
The garbage people.
I mean, we're gonna need serious guns to totally wipe out our enemy, and then go. And they said we're gonna bring it back to you.
Yeah.
So I mean,
yeah, if they bring them back, it's not so bad. But still, there. Who knows how long this fight is gonna take, and they're leaving them without anything to defend themselves.
I don't.
But I still think they're gonna join them.
I think they are. I think they are. I think at the very last minute. I mean, we see the commercial. We see Carol all suited up. You know, Ezekiel's got his tiger. They're all, I mean, I think it's going to be on.
Yeah, if it's not all of them, it's going to be at least some of them.
Yeah. Well, and that's what he said. That's what was her name? Cindy? What was her name?
The
girl that she said. She's like, half of us want to go. She wanted to fight, and half of them want to go, but the other half don't because the leader doesn't want to fight. So I think those other two strong females are going to jump in.
And a little girl.
And the little girl. I mean, Jesus Christ, all you need is those four. The little girl, the two, and Cindy, and I'm down. I don't need anybody else.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be. Do you think in the extended season finale, this coming up Sunday, we are going to lose? Do you think we're going to lose anybody from Rick's group?
Oh, God. I don't know, because I don't know if the whole fight is gonna happen yet.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think if I had to guess, maybe Sasha or Rosita. I think Rosita's got so much guilt because of what happened to Eugene, what happened to Sasha. You know, I think she's gonna prove. I could see her dying, either by accident or taking a bullet for somebody.
Yeah, I think if it's somebody sacrificing themselves the cause, I think that might happen. But I don't really get the feeling that the fight is going to happen yet. They're going to try to drag this out.
I don't know. I mean, they do show up at Alexandria. They do. At least what it makes it look like on the commercial. So I could be wrong, but they do pull up and everybody has this shocked face. So I don't know if Rosita, if Sasha's got dynamite wrapped around her or a knife or I'm going to kill Sasha if y'all don't come out. And maybe Sasha's like, I can die. Take these fools out. That's why I think it's going to be either Sasha or Rosita doing it for the crew, for the family. That's what I think.
What if Eugene has like some ulterior motive and he's the one that sacrifices himself?
That would be surprise. That's not even he. Eugene's not even my Rolodex. He's not even
on
my list.
But what if it's? What if that's what happened?
Maybe he's up to some master plan. I don't
see. Okay, I don't know anything about the comics, but I was reading things online while I was waiting for you to call me, and they said that if it goes along with what's in the storyline that's in the comics, then the finale is going to be really bloody.
Oh,
but. They said they may not do that yet. They may drag it out a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you something. Something needs to happen because I think some people are going to be pissed off if a fight, if they're just like talking to each other, like if they're like getting ready and then the last 10 minutes, like, we're here, open up. And then all
but
of
isn't
a,
that what happened with the whole thing with Glenn and
Abraham? I remember that. That's why I'm saying people will lose the people lost their minds with that. People are going to be like, really? Like, give us a bone. You got to give us something. Something.
I'm so curious because I've seen the cast talking about it lately, saying that it's the best script they've had so far. Maggie, the girl that plays Maggie, your girlfriend.
Yes, I love her.
She said that it's bittersweet and heartbreaking, the finale.
Oh, man.
So I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens on Sunday. Extended season finale. And we're probably going to have to talk about it on Monday. So if you're not around or Brant's not around because she's driving around people in the city.
I will be available.
We got to knock this sucker out.
Yes.
All right. So I think we're done. Overall, great episode. You thought it was a 9. I thought it was a 9. I think we're both going to get blown away for the extended season finale. So maybe if it's extended, I didn't see what time. What, you think an hour and a half, you think?
I think that's usually what they do.
It'd be awesome if we got a two-hour one.
We did?
No, I said that would be awesome if we did
get a two-hour. Oh, yes, it would.
Because then we would be, oh, yeah. Then there's no telling. Then we don't know who would freaking die. You know? So
everyone.
I'm so excited. I'm not going to be able to sleep. All right, so I think we're done.
Yes.
We got all the Brancy stuff. We're good. And I think that's it. So,
oh, wait, hold on. Before we go, you know what I thought was funny? The girl from, well, it wasn't funny, but the girl from Oceanside with the short hair, when they were trying to take their weapons, and she looked at Jesus, and Jesus said, please. And I was like, of course she's going to listen to the one that looks like Jesus and has his name. Because she just like, she looked at him like he was the leader.
Did he? I think she was just smitten by his good looks.
Well, he doesn't swing for that team.
She doesn't know that.
I don't think she swings for his team either.
No, that is true. Maybe that's why they, I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows? All
I
right.
Like Jesus, though.
The what?
I like Jesus. He better not die.
Oh, we'll see. We will see. I'm trying to find out. Here scheduled. I'm trying to find Sunday. What's the date?
I have no idea.
Why isn't The Walking Dead on here? I'm trying to find out when The Walking Dead, we're going to get, how long is it going to be? When's April 2nd, right? So that's,
yes.
It looks to be an hour and 25 minutes. And the episode is going to be called The First Day of the Rest of Your Life.
I'm scared.
All right. That's enough. All right, people. So if you want to check out more of Kristen, she's got a blog, accordingtokristen.com. And yes. That's her spot. And if you want to follow her on Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, what is it be? Because I know you have like 17 different accounts.
False. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at @thisiskristen_ and Facebook at @accordingtokristen.
Sweet. And for me, you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. Twitter and Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat's on my blog. If you go to the blog, on the top, you'll see something that's called podcasts. You can find all our stuff there because we do a bunch of different shows that we like. But you can always go to iTunes and search The Walking Dead Recap Show or audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. And everything is there as well as the blog. Brancy couldn't make it, but if you want to check out her stuff, what she's been doing, she does stuff for a blog called the Variety Radio Online. All you got to do is type in the VRO.com, and bam, it is there. And I think that's it, right? I think we're good.
Yes. Oh, and she's on Twitter and Instagram at VRO Brancy.
There you go, people. So check us out whenever you get a chance. And if you listen to this, feel free to leave a comment. And don't forget, Sunday is going to be the extended season finale, an hour and 25 minutes. Sasha Rosita going down. I hope.